Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Allison Palestrini with No Kid Hungry. I'm sorry, Allison, I didn't commit. That was my bad, but I'm going to commit. Allison Palestrini with No Kid Hungry. Welcome, Allison.
Hi, thanks, Lee. You got it. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me some grace there. Now, before we get too far into things, tell us about No Kid Hungry. How are you serving folks?
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate this opportunity. So thanks for having me. And No Kid Hungry is a national campaign working to end childhood hunger in America by ensuring that all children get to eat healthy food that they need every day to thrive. So that's pretty straightforward.
Now, what don't we understand about hunger with children? Like, it's something that you would have a hard time wrapping your head around that this is even possible in this country.
Exactly. So we have plenty of food in the United States, and we have child nutrition programs that work. The problem is that not enough kids and families have access to those programs. And that's the gap that No Kid Hungry really works to close. The good news is it's a problem that we know how to solve. So our formula is a combination of grants, strategic assistance, advocacy, awareness, and No Kid Hungry is equipping schools and communities with the resources they need. So that's how we're taking it on.
So No Kid Hungry, are you feeding children individually, or you're kind of working with organizations that reach like multiple kids?
Correct. So we're much more the glue part of that equation that you mentioned. So we're going after big groups to make big changes and small groups to make big changes. You know, it's interesting just as far as the need kind of to bring it home. The real concern of childhood hunger in our community is that prior to the pandemic, 1 in 7 kids lived with the risk of hunger. Those numbers have significantly shifted in the wake of the pandemic. So it's something that we're constantly measuring the need and the results.
Now, isn't this kind of an unintended consequence of like schools closing, that a lot of times that's the place where the kid finds the food and doesn't go hungry because of that?
Quite a few factors, but you are correct. So we worked very closely with school systems and continue to do so. One of the ways we measure hunger is that we do a teacher report every year, because teachers are really the first line of seeing hunger in their classrooms. And 3 out of 4 teachers who see kids regularly, you know, note that they come to school hungry. So one of the ways we attack it is that, you know, we consider food to be a school supply in the same way that your iPad or your pencils or your books are a school supply. That being said, you know, obviously the pandemic has impacted kids because parents who have never had to worry about feeding their kids are now facing concerns, jobs, rent, bills, groceries, food among them. So it's really kind of just a really devastating formula right now between school closures and families being stretched thin.
So now when you're going into a community, are they raising their hand and saying, hey, we need help? Or are you kind of having to be proactive and say, hey, we have this available, but we need you to do certain things?
Again, it's a little bit of everything. That's a great question. So, you know, we provide grants and assistance, and we have a lot of things that are already in the works. This organization has been around since the 80s. So the good news is No Kid Hungry has a really good grasp on how to attack this problem. As far as, you know, the grants and how we work on things and work with our partners on a local level, we work in close coordination specifically here in Georgia with the Georgia Department of Education and School Nutrition. So that's around advocacy for No Kid Hungry and emergency granting. So obviously, you know, that's a really large reach and a really great way for us to measure the impact of the solution of No Kid Hungry.
So now you mentioned this is a national organization. So it's partnering around the country with groups like you're partnering here in Georgia.
That's right. That's right. So when the pandemic hit, you know, in spring and schools began to close, we pivoted really fast to make sure that kids around the country and in the state of Georgia would continue to have access to meals while school was closed and through the summer. Since then, nationally, on that scale, we've provided $27 million in emergency relief to hundreds of schools and community groups in all 50 states, including Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia and Guam. And in Georgia specifically, in the last 5 months, we have granted $600,000 to 24 school districts and community organizations. So obviously the need is large, but it's also happening in our backyard. So we have to approach it locally on a county by county basis.
And then when these groups are working with the kids, are they kind of feeding them every single day, 7 days a week? Is that how the program works?
Yeah. They vary. Obviously, that is the ideal situation. So, you know, for example, in Quitman, Georgia is just west of Valdosta. They have been working to serve in their school system, their kids, about 9,000 meals a day. And they reached out to No Kid Hungry to help get what they needed. So with this shift and everybody's pivoting, I think that might be like the buzzword of 2020. There's a lot of them, right? But specifically in Quitman with Brooks County Schools, you know, they needed some supplies that shot up their costs with this new formula. And so No Kid Hungry came in to help them with some heavy duty push carts and coolers to help get the food to their kids. So there are these federal dollars that are available in these programs, but sometimes it's just the know-how and the glue that No Kid Hungry can help come in and make sure that these food feeding programs are connecting with the kids.
So now what do you need more of right now? Do you need more money, like for donations, or is this something that these are federal funds? Do you need more kind of organizations to raise their hand to say, hey, we have some needs and we didn't even know that this was available to us? Or like what's kind of the biggest need for your organization?
Now, it's hard to pinpoint a specific need because it is multi-pronged and multifaceted. You know, spreading awareness is fantastic, and that's something people can do at a consumer level. We launched, for example, a text hotline where it's a free meals finder, so kids and families can find the food they need. So you might not be a family in need, but you might be able to connect us with some families in need. Since May in Georgia, we've received about 1,500 texts for help fighting feeding sites, but we know there's a greater need than that. So anyone can text food, F-O-O-D, or comida, C-O-M-I-D-A, to 877-877 to find a local feeding site, or they can find a map at nokidhungry.org/help/help. And that's just something that even if people put that on their own social media to help share that message, that's going to help us connect more kids with the food they need.
So just the average listener out there can just go to the website and share the links on their social media on a regular basis just to remind people that there's resources here, and that it may not be them individually, but it might be somebody they know that might see that and benefit from it.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, we're never going to say no to donations because we can definitely stretch those dollars to reach the maximum amount of children in need. So, you know, of course we welcome that. We understand that also everybody is in a different capacity to give any given week right now during this upheaval. So, you know, of course we welcome that, but anyone who goes to nokidhungry.org can learn so much more about the work, the organization, the programs we have in place, and, you know, how to help spread the message.
Now, I'm sure historically pre-pandemic, there were big events that you did to raise awareness and serve this group. Has that changed? You mentioned pivoting is the word of the day, but has there been some changes in that area as well?
Of course. Don't we miss the world of events and being able to shake hands and breathe air with other people? Yes, there's been a massive shift. You know, culinary the culinary community has rallied around this cause since the early days. I mean, they are so incredibly generous, from chefs, sommeliers, anyone across the board. They've just been such great supporters. And even in this really difficult time in our industry, many of our supporters in the culinary field are still reaching out to ask how they can help. Feeding people, specifically kids, is just a cause that is near and dear to their heart. Our latest Atlanta event, which would be its 14th year, is called Gimme Five, which is typically a seated dinner featuring five chefs and five sommeliers doing a five-course meal. And we've had that pivot this year, so we're going virtual, which is, you know, it has a lot of exciting components. So if someone buys a ticket now, they can join in to be a part of a conversation we're going to have with Share Strength's co-founder, Billy Shore, and George McCarrow, who's the CEO of Ted's Montana Grill. And we also have Atlanta-based chef and author Jennifer Booker joining in. And that's going to take place. And we welcome everybody to be a part of that conversation to learn more about No Kid Hungry. And then that evening, we're going to launch an online auction. So, you know, if you're feeling trapped in your house and you want to shop a little bit to burn off some steam or find some holiday gifts or whatever it might be, it all benefits No Kid Hungry. So that's our, you know, we wish we could get together in person, and we look forward to those days again. But the issue isn't stopping. Childhood hunger is actually, unfortunately, becoming a more serious issue. And we are pivoting to virtual.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. So now at this event, it'll be people talking and telling the story. And there'll be an opportunity to bid on some stuff.
That's right. And specific to addressing the pandemic here in Georgia. You know, we've touched on a lot of broad terms in our conversation today, but we really want to dig in and talk about how we're moving the needle and give some more concrete examples to folks who just want to figure out how to plug in and support in a greater way. And if anybody does buy a ticket to our event, we're actually, because we miss our chef friends dearly, we are going to provide a gift card to each of the participating chefs' restaurants for $25 towards a future meal. So our ticket purchasers can basically recreate the Give Me Five experience by creating their own dine around or putting some takeout orders in for some great food. So we hope it's a nice bridge from the past to the present situation, all while supporting No Kid Hungry.
So when you get a ticket, you get gift cards to certain restaurants around town?
That's right. That's right. So our participating restaurants are Aria, Tiny Lou's, which is part of Indigo Road, Kevin Rathbun's Steak, and Kima, which is part of Buckhead Life Restaurant Group, and Marcel, which is part of Ford Fry Restaurants.
Good stuff. That's worth it right there.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of chef teaching stuff, any cooking going on?
Well, not so much in the live broadcast, but we are going to have some extremely unique auction items from participating chefs. So, you know, we're still injecting the fun while we're making sure to be COVID safe and aware, but helping, again, you know, all these great supporters in the culinary industry who are always there for No Kid Hungry, helping connect them to our audience who loves all things food.
Now, if somebody wanted to participate in that, is that in the same website?
That's actually nokidhungry.org/Atlanta.
And then you can drill down and find that event there.
Oh, it's right there. You can't miss it. We're making it easy on folks. We don't need one more thing to navigate these days.
Well, Allison, thank you so much for the work you're doing. It's so important, and the impact you're making helps so many people. Thank you.
Well, Lee, thank you for the opportunity. We really appreciate it. And thank you for your support of No Kid Hungry.
And that's nokidhungry.org/Atlanta to find out all the good stuff that's happening here in Atlanta.
You got it.
All right, Allison, thank you again for sharing your story. And we appreciate you and all you do.
Thanks, Lee.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We will see y'all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. built in Atlanta. OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.